Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
I've got two artists joining me in Studio A this morning, actually touring together. One is Gunger. That's a project of Michael Gunger, and also K.S. Rhodes. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
And we're going to abbreviate the interview portion so we can fit in two songs from each artist. Tell us who is helping you out today, Michael, and maybe a little bit about your band, and then the name of your song you're going to play for us.
Yeah, we are, we're Gunger, we're out of Denver, Colorado, and we also have, so it's Lisa and myself, my wife Lisa, and then we have John Art with us from Austin, Texas, and the first song we're going to play is Long Way Off.
Okay.
The smartest men, they built a rocket. Aimed it at a target far, far, far away. By the time they knew they lost it, they were a long way, were a long way, were a long way. Were a long way, were a long way, were a long way.
Oh,
see, would you stay with me? Stay with me.
And Michael's swapping out guitars, getting a little bit of help from K.S. Rhodes on that track. I think, isn't that the first time you've ever actually performed together in front of people?
Yeah. Yes.
So that's a WCBE exclusive.
That was the first time that
here.
Happened, yeah, for sure, that beatbox thing, and I think I need to go lay down.
Well, we're hoping you got two more songs in you here before you go lay down.
Oh, Lord.
Looks like Michael swapped out his guitar. We're going to hear a second song from Gungor. And before you play the song, I noticed some folks out there in a hallway. How many people are actually touring with you,
in
your band?
Crew.
Okay,
we're touring with a 4-piece band. Our drummer's in the bus right now, but and then KS.
All
so,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the name of the next song you're going to play for us?
This next song's called "I Am Mountain."
I am mountain. I am dust. Constellations made of us. There's glory in the dirt, a universe within the sand, eternity within a man. We are ocean, we are mist, brilliant fools who wound and kiss. It's beauty.
Thank you. That's the music of Gungor performing live in Studio A. They were in town last night with K.S. Rhodes. And I had to ask, before I asked K.S. to play a couple songs, you did receive a couple of Grammy nominations, also over a million YouTube views. Was there one song that really gets all the views, or is it kind of across the board there?
I'm not sure.
One of our, I mean, that Iron Mountain is our new single, and that's got a new music video out with it, and that's getting some views. But there's some of our older stuff, Beautiful Things and stuff, got a lot of views, I think, as well.
That's Michael Gungor talking about his band, Gungor, and currently touring the Eastern U.S., and you also got a couple gigs coming up in Brazil, and I think you'll go to New Zealand as well soon.
Yeah.
And that's Gungor live in Studio A. Now I'm going to talk to your... who's touring with you for several of these shows, at least. It's K.S. Rhodes out of Tennessee. Welcome to Studio A.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Well, thanks for helping out with the human beatbox stuff earlier.
Yeah, you got it.
And you are a multi-instrumentalist. You're here with your guitar today. What other instruments can people expect to hear from you, either on the road or when you're producing?
Well, on my record, my producer, Kason Cooley, we played everything. So I usually play piano and a lot of bass and stuff, but... On the road right now, it's just guitar and a little bit of harmonica, which they're trying to talk me into coming off the bus in the middle of their set and playing. And I'm kidding. I've been watching the show. And you know what? You know what's cool is I like that I'm here at Central Ohio's NPR station, because that's all I listen to is NPR, basically.
Well, we like to hear that.
Yeah, I listen to NPR all the time.
Thanks
until
for that
Wait,
comment.
Wait, Don't Tell Me comes on, then I usually turn it. I don't know why. You know the shows?
We got that here.
You got that here?
Yeah, we do.
What's that one girl's name? She's always doing it, and she has like, she sounds like Sandra Bernhardt, but she has a different kind of voice, kind of like that. She's on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Pretty funny chick. Would you like me to play a song? You were looking at me like you wanted me to play a song and
start
talking.
I was actually going to ask you about the documentary Any Day Now, and
you
tell us what that was about?
You did a little research. I'm out of Nashville, Tennessee, and... this thing was put together, which is basically 10 different songwriters. We all jump on a bus together. It's kind of like, you know, the band's The Last Waltz. And then we travel around the country. We all play on each other's songs. And it's called 10 Out of 10. And the very first tour that we did, they shot a documentary about it. And that documentary is called Any Day Now, which the name of that came at the end of every show. We covered Bob Dylan's Any Day Now. I don't know if he or his people know that that's the name of the documentary, but it is. And it was a good time. So, you know, you know a lot of these artists out in Nashville, I look up to, very good friends, Matthew Perriman Jones, you know, and 10 out of 10 has had, it's had Mickey Echo before, who's, you know, doing well now. It's had Joy Williams of the Civil Wars, Ashley Monroe of the Pistolantes. And so all these people, we've been on tour together and we sing on each other's songs. So if you go YouTube, you can see, you know, me playing piano with Joy, you can see, you know, Mickey singing backup with, you know, we all sort of, it becomes about a collective, about the song, about everybody trying to make each other sound really great. And that documentary's out there, yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in here today with Gungor. What's the name of the first song you're going to play for us?
This is called When Your Prayers Are Received. Oh, I see all the ways it could have gone. And I feel it in my bravest hour when the wine is strong. I sang of being free, and then she faded in the night. Oh, be careful when your prayers are received, boy, 'cause you might not know what's right. Oh, John, I can hear you calling deep from in a well. A solemn place to hide your face from the shadow of a sail. And you're crying out for sweet relief and due deliverance. But be careful when your prayers are received, boy, 'cause the cannons, they don't miss. Thank you. Oh, Gabriel, come down and sit beneath the vine. This is the last request I ask you ever grant of mine. To turn your ear, to never hear my foolish prayers again. Oh, for all the things I've wished for, I wish none of them had been. Oh, be careful when you pray. You might wish none of them had it.
Nice one. That's K.S. Rhodes in Studio A. Tell us a little bit about your work with the Nashville Symphony Orchestra you did.
Yeah. So every year in Nashville, there's a concert series called Live on the Green, where, you know, it's like the big downtown concert. Every city usually has like one big sort of concert. And a couple years ago, you know, you had like Band of Horses, a lot of really cool bands came in. And then this one night they wanted to have a local artist play with the Nashville Symphony. And then it came down to the logistics of a local artist who could write all the music for the symphony. And so luckily that left like Ben Folds and myself and maybe a handful of other people. So it was great. It was a lifetime dream. I spent about 5 months writing everything, you know, French horn all the way down to, you know, every part. We covered Paul Simon because I thought it would be fun to use the horns a little more than I get to use it in my music, and everybody really liked that. And then we did most of my record, The Wilderness, which is out now, and it was really, really cool.
Was that your first time composing for horns?
Not my first time composing for horns, but it was the first time composing full orchestra, for sure. I do a lot of string arrangements for many artists in Nashville. But that was the first time being that all encompassing. It was a lot of work, but it definitely paid off. And, it was one of my favorite nights.
It's K.S. Rhodes in Studio A. He was passing through town, played a show last night, currently on tour with Gunger. And, let's hear another song. What's, this last one you're going to play for us this morning?
This is called This Is Where I Come From. I may not be an orphan, but I came up alone. My brother beat himself down. My mother worked herself to the bone. I may not know my father, but I shall know my son. They say your sins are passed down to you, and I'm battling everyone. Oh, this is where I come from. This is where I come from. This is my home. Oh, this is where I come from. This is where I come from. This is my home. Forgiveness is a medicine. Doubt is just a heavy load. Oh, you know I got lost out there somewhere in the searching, but I found good friends along the road. Like the old man down at the payphone next to the bus station who turned to me and he said, son, just go home again. 'Cause the place where you end up finding what you're looking for, oh, is just the place where you began. Oh, this is where I come from. This is where I come from. This is my home. Ooh. Oh, this is where I come from. This is where I come from. This is my home. Oh, this is where I come from. This is where I come from, and this is where I will go. Oh, this is where I come from. This is where I come from. This is my home.